Ticket. Well, the Ranch Report with Mickey at 9:35, and at 9:50, some exclusive audio from Lost, and very exclusive. And what else from Lost? A couple questions?
Yeah, a couple of just quick hits.
Okay.
About last night's show.
It's coming up at 9:50 for Lost fans. Right now, it's time for Gordo's Corner. It's Ladies Day in the Corner, and it's brought to us by Man's Best Friend and CTX Mortgage.
Okay. Here you go, ladies. This is your question today. What's the most disgusting self-propping up man that has ever come on to you? What has he done? What has he said that just made you roll your eyes in disgust? This dovetails with the idea that Dallas is the home of the financial Napoleon complex man. He's a $30,000 millionaire, right?
Let's tell you how successful he is.
Let's tell you how successful he is, his accomplishments. It is just unbelievable how much he is pointing at himself the whole time he's talking to you, right?
I know you're enjoying the shirt I'm wearing, but how about taking a ride in my BMW?
Yes. And they think that they're... And the sad thing is, you know, I sit there and we all roll our eyes, especially at this station, and go, you know, guys who are so impressed with their cars and stuff and think that women are impressed with them. But I guess women are impressed with them.
Oh, a lot of them are.
Yeah. Because a lot of women, one of the first questions they want to know is, what kind of car does he drive?
How much money does he make?
Not how good are his investments, or is he funny? They want to know what kind of car he drives. And I guess that's shorthand for how much money he makes. But the thing is, it isn't.
That's misleading.
I know it. So why do they ask the car question as opposed to, does he own his own business? Is he really successful?
Because when he takes them on a date and they valet at some popular club, they want to be seen getting out of a cool car.
So women are that shallow, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Barb, our traffic chick, receives an email this week that has caused so much eye rolling in this room.
This is an actual email.
An actual email. Now, we've cleaned this up to try to strip out some identifiable information. I wish we could read it unedited because it's just sickening throughout. Hi, Barb. I thought I'd drop you a note. She's never met this guy before, right?
Mm-hmm. I guess I've just seen her on the website.
Yeah. I've been with my company for a while. I've been the number one sales producer every year since I joined the company.
Wow, he's successful.
I'm so blessed, and I love my job and all the diverse individuals I deal with.
It gets worse.
I'm 6'5 and work out and love to travel and eat at great places here in Dallas.
I can't believe that line. I can't believe he would put that in an email to someone he has never met. I can't believe he'd say it to anybody.
So far, he has yet to ask how she's doing or anything like that.
Read that one again.
I'm 6'5 and work out, love to travel, and eat at great places here in Dallas.
God. He's a fun-loving guy.
Okay, so then we have some redacted material here. One of my associates who lives off the tollway is having me organize a get-together at his home tonight starting at 7:30. $5 million home, 27-seat movie theater in it. There'll be around 12 or 13 ladies and about the same number of men. Very successful, great people will be there.
Successful, great people.
Very successful, great people will be there.
There's never been a more exciting time to be in the world of broadcasting.
If you'd like to bring a friend and come over, we'd love to meet you and watch some TV. Anyway, sorry to ramble, but thought I'd get your thoughts. Have a great day.
At least you didn't say have a wonderful
your
day.
Sensei.
So he hits
bow to your sensei and then he signs it.
He hits
bow to your sensei.
Send and feels pretty good about that email he's just sent. Like it might score him a check.
She returned that she was married and could she bring her husband, and then all of a sudden that was a pretty big buzz.
Yeah, he lost interest.
Yeah. I think he knew she was married.
You don't even know where to start on this. The guy is pointing to himself the whole email, right? And then he's starting to point to not even his home or anything, but somebody that he knows home.
Right.
Right. Yeah, he can't afford it, but that's who he hangs out with. Successful, great people.
So are we, but the thing is, everyone sits there and bags on these things, and you know, every woman who lines up on the show today will all say, you know, oh, that stuff's bunk, and you know, we're not interested in all that, what kind of car you drive. Okay, then who is? The whole world is the answer, basically. Everyone is curious about... Everyone says that material success means nothing, but everyone... How much do you think he makes? Everyone does that.
Yeah, I want to hear from the woman today who loves this stuff, who loves guys like that.
With the,
you can not tell us your real name if you want to, but tell us why you like that.
Now, in all fairness to Barb, our traffic chick, she forwarded this message to us because she thought it was... us doing a joke on her.
Right.
Yeah, because surely someone can seriously be playing that line.
Right. Because it was so comical to her.
But you know what? There's a lot of guys in Dallas like that, though, who try to, you know, do nothing but promote.
Okay, so here's the question. Are they like that because they really are impressed with themselves, or are they like that because they have to be?
They feel like they
have to immediately get out their resume to the woman to have the woman give him the time of day.
You know, a buddy of ours used to live here, and he moved back to his old hometown because he said that Dallas was too much like that. He didn't make a ton of money. He didn't drive a great car and all that. And he said to compete in Dallas for the single girl that you have to either pretend you're a millionaire or be a millionaire. And so a lot of these guys that are driving the nice cars and wearing the nice clothes... They're one of the two. They're a millionaire and they're flaunting their money, or they're not every millionaire flaunts their money, but you know, the guys who are working the club scene, or they are the $30,000 a year millionaire. And what happens when the woman goes out with you because you have the nice car, but realizes that you're in debt up to your knees because of that car?
Living in efficiency. All right. So what we're asking the women is, what is the worst story of a self-promoting male you've ever heard? What is the worst come-on line you've used?
Jeremy.
Do you like this kind of male? Do you like this kind of man? Your reaction is what we're looking for. 214-787-1310. Let's go to Melody. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, Melody. How old are you?
24.
That's such a great age. I love that age. You know why?
Why?
Because you're hot at that age.
Well, thank you.
It's before you've gotten fat.
What I look like.
Oh, are you fat?
No.
How much do you weigh?
About 120-ish.
That's fine.
I smell a lie.
Well, I haven't gotten on the scale recently.
Okay.
What's your question?
You're not going to be so defensive. Okay, your reaction, Melody. First of all, do these kind of guys disgust you?
Yes.
Why do they think they need to be this way?
Because a lot of them are very insecure.
Yeah.
Especially in a town that, like, that we live in that has all this competition about materialistic things. I personally don't care about the car, but I know a lot of women do. I don't know why.
Okay, so your girlfriends, have you ever asked them, you know, you don't want to be seen as a money-grubbing wench, but yet you are very interested in the man's financial...
Because it's callous to admit it, but that's what they want to. They want to have be taken care of and have no financial worries. You know, they want that. They want to be taken care of. And if a guy drives a nice car, well, then he's got money and therefore can be taken care of. You know,
I can help it, guys. I'm rich.
No, George, this is not the time to mention that. Okay, and what is the? Have you ever had a horrible come online or been in a club and some cheesy guy dances up next to you and says, "Hey, you want to go for a ride in my Lamborghini?"
I've actually never been offered a ride in a car, but I have a lot of freckles, and I had one guy come up to me one time and say, "You know, if you connect the dots, you can make an angel or something like that." It was really cheesy. I mean, he was significantly older than me too, and it was really, really cheesy.
All right. All right, well, I'll come over and connect the dots.
All right.
Oh, is there a kid in the background?
Huh?
You got a kid?
No, I'm at work.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I love you.
I love you, too.
All right, that's Melody.
This is great.
All right, now the health of Ladies Day depends on actual ladies calling. We're getting some guys calling.
They always call.
So we need you guys.
The thing is, we brought up a topic that guys probably want to sound off on, because I guarantee we got a lot of P1s who have to be that cheesy guy, and they hate being that cheesy guy, but they don't know any other way.
Yep.
So it's kind of our fault, too, for bringing up a topic that has can go both ways, as they say. Craig, who do we got next?
Gordon, let's welcome Tiffany to the show.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Tiffany. I like that name.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's done well for me.
Really? Are you married?
No, I'm not.
How old are you, sweetheart?
I'm 28.
Okay.
Sexy.
Perfect. Perfect. All right, now, are you dating a guy right now?
Casually.
Casually. I bet it's really
casual. I'm
going to
take that as a no.
Yeah, it's not serious.
Okay, so have you ever been interested in the car, the man? Now, be honest with us.
Well, let me tell you the issue here. The issue is not an issue of car and flashiness, but more of one of security. Because, like it or not, when women date a guy, we're thinking, is this guy going to be able to support me when we have kids? Are we going to be able to put our kids through college? Things like that. It's more of a security issue.
You want a man who's bona fide.
But if it's security issue, listen to me, if it's a security issue, then why aren't you concerned with, you know what, I don't want to go out with a guy who blows this much money on an $80,000 car. I want a guy who invests that.
Well, that's kind of my opinion, but I'd rather a guy drive a Camry and be a smart investor than drive a BMW and live on his grandmother's couch.
What's your take on casual sex?
Excuse me, I don't think I heard you correctly.
Pardon me?
What?
You got a bad connection.
Caller says what?
You want to make out?
You got a great laugh.
Yeah, you do.
So you're just dating this guy casually, so you're kind of available if I'm wanting to date.
I'm totally available for you.
Oh, he's
wonderful.
Married, and he's weird.
Barely, barely. I'm not either of those two things. So, all right, Tiffany, and you ever kissed a girl?
Yes, I have.
Oh, gosh.
I love you.
I think she's called before and you've asked her that same question.
I have to ask it. I have to ask it.
She's a cheerleader?
No, I'm not a cheerleader. Well,
were you ever a cheerleader?
No.
I bet you weren't.
No.
How old were you when you kissed this girl?
Oh, I was in college. I was like 19. I was an idiot.
I bet you wanted to be.
So.
Did you want to be a cheerleader in school, but you were too naughty?
I was jealous of those girls. They were so perky and bouncy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, they were.
I was bitter.
Yeah. We love you.
Yeah, and that's, you wanted to be them.
Bye, Tiffany.
Bye, Tiffany.
Bye,
I love
you.
Okay, that is Tiffany. Who do we got next, Craig?
Boy, we have can recover from that one.
See it on your screen right in front of you.
Sweet Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Okay, what are we looking at here? Why are these guys behaving this way, and why are you sea teasers making them behave this way?
Oh, well, I don't know if we're necessarily making them, but I know for me, you know, I've dated guys in the past and said I didn't care, you know, how much money they made, but then I end up paying for everything, and I make good money, and so I don't want to be the one, you know, that's always paying for everything and always taking care of them. I want somebody that at least is at my level of income, and I think, you know, a car, as far as the car they drive, you know, I'm 29, so that says a lot about somebody.
Yeah, you're looking for other great, successful people.
Exactly.
All right, what kind of car you drive?
I drive a Mercedes.
Hey, now.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, Cindy, you said you make a lot of money. Are you perhaps in the oldest profession?
Stop it, Craig. Don't answer.
No, I'm not in the oldest profession.
What do you do?
You do not have to answer this question.
Myself.
Okay, so how much do you make a year?
Less than 300, but over 200.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So it's somewhere between 2 and 300.
Okay, Craig, it's an obvious point you just made.
How old are you?
29. She already said 29.
29.
So you want a guy who makes at least as much as you do. Why don't you just...
Well, he doesn't have to make as much as I do, but at least enough to, you know...
Because you want to have kids? You want to have kids, right?
Yeah, at some point, yeah.
You want to have rich kids.
Well, not necessarily rich kids.
Why can't he stay home with the kids and you make money?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to that, but at this point, if he doesn't have kids, he should be out there, you know, working hard and making as much money as he can if he doesn't have kids yet.
Are you looking for older, great, successful people?
Yeah, honestly, that age doesn't really matter.
Okay, so would I make 32 a year. Would you go out with me? Would you go out with me?
No, you're married. I don't know.
An eight-letter word that starts.
Forget
with
the marriage. I have.
No, I don't go out with married people.
But what? I don't understand. You make so much money. What do you care what the guy makes? Let him do whatever he wants as long as he's happy.
I was in a situation like that before, and I just found myself. And, you know, I don't really care about money. I don't mind spending it on people, but I got totally taken advantage of, and I just don't want to be in a situation like that again. Where I'm just, I don't
want to
be.
Yeah, dude, I don't get it. I've always paid for everything. Right. I've never sat there and said, "Well, I'm taking advantage of."
Why is this
a double standard?
Yeah, it
is
a double standard.
Even on first dates, I mean, I always offer to pay. I'll offer just because I don't think it's fair that guys have to fit into some role where they always have to pay. So I'll always offer, but at some point, as the relationship progresses, I want it to be a mutual thing.
Cindy, you're too sexy for your own good. You ever kissed a girl?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Feels off. Okay.
Okay. I love you.
See, that's the kind of girl I need to date. 29 and rich.
Exactly right.
And kisses women.
And kisses women.
You know, the guy will take advantage of that, though, but so will the girl.
Well, wait a
the
second.
Girl takes advantage
but it's
of it
not
all
called
time.
Taking advantage right, of when right, it's a girl. Right. It's called the way things should be.
I know, but you know how guys are. You know, a guy will—he'll probably call up and be like, "Man, I got the sweetest deal. She makes $300 a year, and I'm watching Jeopardy every day."
But that's what every girl desires to have for herself. Why is it considered bad when a guy does it?
He doesn't want kids, though. He just wants a setup.
But what
a lot
about
of women want that?
But all these
that's
women
true.
We're talking about, a lot of them—they don't have kids. They're just the, you know, the hot 25-year-old girl who just wants money. Mm-hmm. They're concerned with, is the guy successful? And then you talk to him, do you want kids? No, I never want kids.
Right.
So who is she
What's
then?
What's the difference? Yeah, I don't know.
All right, who do we have next, Greg?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey.
Oh, my.
Whoa.
What's happening?
No. Okay.
Listen, I've got two really great, cheesy lines for you.
Okay.
But they're different. One of them is a friend of ours. He didn't use it on me, but he carries around a pay stub from Paramount Pictures for like $16 because he's an actor.
What? Oh, and so he pulls that out.
He pulls out his little pay stub from Paramount because, you know, he's, even though it's only $16.
16?
You know,
yeah, he's an actor,
it's
though.
It's a royalty, man. It's a royalty. He's an actor. He's got connections.
I think we got more than that to be extras one time.
Yes. What does he claim he acted in?
He's usually like a drug dealer that gets killed in Walker, Texas Ranger or something like that.
All right, what's the other one?
Yeah, the other one was when some guy, it's not just money. Sometimes they think that you want, some guy who's really hung. And
this
guy was telling me that they call him the Italian
be
giant.
Be careful here. They call him the Italian giant.
Yeah, and I told him to go find himself a horse. But that was it.
Good comeback.
All right.
How sexy are you?
Well, I'm not, you know, you're going to tell me to keep it short if I told you how old I am, but I was really hot when I was, I'm like Madonna, okay? I'm like her age. Okay?
You're in your 50s?
No.
Well, I think Madonna
I'm
is
in my 40s, but my husband's 8 years younger than me.
But you were really hot in your day. That's your claim to fame.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm hot now for my age, but, you know, I know you're not interested.
Well, you
said because I had some funny lines, not because...
Hey, right. Sweetheart, don't rule yourself out.
Right.
The kid here, I like a lot of women.
The kid. Call yourself the kid.
Yeah, that's what they call me.
80s B-movie character actor.
Hey, Jennifer, will you send us a picture of you when you were 25?
Sure.
How about now?
No, more so when you were 25.
Okay.
Hey, sweetheart, let me take you out. Let's go out to dinner sometime. We'll joke around, laugh.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to a party tonight with other great, successful people.
Stop harping on that line. He messed up, all right? He put great, and then he said, I'll change it to successful, but forgot to take out great.
I think he did. He looks back at that and went, yeah, solid email there.
It says, very successful, great people.
God, that's so bad.
Okay, I love you.
Love you too.
Okay, bye. All right, there you go. Ladies' Day. Well, there you go.
You know what? After a little lull, we've had two good Ladies' Days in a row.
That's right.
So two weeks from now, another Ladies' Day in the corner. 9:32 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We'll talk Cowboys football with a very great